Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Markets as usual at the end of a crazy week. You can email us business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites, which we shall do in the peerless company of Kate English from Deloitte. Good morning, Kate. Good morning, Kate. And how are you?
Good morning, Joe. I'm well, thank you.
Crazy week?
A crazy week, as always. And a lot of data out this week and also a lot of reaction in markets as well.
Just before we start, there's going to be some upheaval on the markets today because of these stories about attacks in Iran. I see that crude oil prices are up nearly 3% all right in the last hour or two. So I suppose we need to brace.
Correct. Brace. And I suppose geopolitical tensions have been flagged as a concern across all economic forecasts, particularly through last year and even more so into this year. And we've seen repeated commentary that although we've seen economic resilience, we've also seen an increase in that risk coming from geopolitical tensions. And I think the news that's broken this morning is another a sight of that. And I suppose some of those worst fears coming through. It's still very early days to really get a great sense on what it's going to do to inflation, to the price of oil. But certainly there will be outcomes from this.
Absolutely. And the markets overnight in Asia, a lot of red on the board, and the predictor markets for Europe are that we'll start downwards.
Yeah, I think a lot of this has actually come from, although we've seen it in Europe, we've seen it in Asia, it's all stemming from US data this week. So again, back to we would have spoken quite a lot over the last number of weeks in terms of inflation and also that magic of when will we see that first ECB and Fed rate interest cut. We saw really strong retail sales data out from the US this week, which surprised markets. We also saw a comment from the Fed with Jeremy Powell saying, hold on here, we may need to keep interest rates higher for longer because inflation within the US is actually now proving more sticky than what it is in Europe.
Yeah.
And also the strength of that European economy. What's actually a positive here for us in Europe, which in a, sounds weird to say,
is weaker Eurozone
is that
economy.
We're seeing a weaker European economy. Yeah. And that's what's feeding through. We had very strong commentary coming out from Madame Christine Lagarde only last week, who also made it very clear in stating that what the US does and what the ECB do are very separate. Yes, they need to take account of what's happening within the States, but they're not going to be solely led by what the Fed does as well. But that's what we're seeing coming through in markets this week. It's just a fear or a realization that the US is much stronger than what people thought. Will that inflation rate stay higher for longer in the US? And if it does, is the Fed changing its course or its path than what we had expected only even a month ago?
Yeah, people are talking now about there might only be one rate cut in the Fed.
And
this year,
at the start of the year, markets were pricing in, which I always thought was way too bullish.
Four or five,
some even six or seven, which was just crazy.
Yeah.
And it's now pulled back to potentially one or up to three.
Whereas we're almost dead set for at least two in the Eurozone and potentially as early as June. It looks increasingly likely as if it will start in June.
Yeah, Madame Christine Lagarde's commentary in her press conference post. So they always release a specific piece of text to begin with. And then she speaks and answers questions in a press conference afterwards. And that press conference afterwards was really interesting. First of all, they changed the wording for the first time this year and stated, kind of alluded to that if things remain on course as what they are now, we will cut.
Yeah.
But what she stated at her conference separately was, number one, she said that there's no straight path to this and that we are expecting some form of volatility in our inflation. And what I took from that was, let's not panic if we have a month or two where inflation bobs up and down. In fact, we've expected this, we've forecasted for this. Inflation isn't a linear path. But she also very much so reiterated that if things continue as they are, that phrasing that they said of we'll be more confident by May, which they are, and we'll be a lot more confident by June, they're still sticking to that rhetoric. So I took that as a real positive from Madame Christine Lagarde. It's very different from Jeremy Powell in more recent days.
Even I was listening to that press conference and she was choosing her words very
carefully.
She
always does. There's an art to understanding the language of what
and
they
say.
She does not say anything she does not want to say.
Because she sees the impact. Because when she started in that job a few years ago, remember she got herself into awful trouble by saying, it's not my job to protect rates in Italy or something like that, protect bond yields in Italy. And the market said, yes, it is your job.
And she knows these words are being analysed to a T. Every single word that comes out of her mouth, we're all waiting with breath to note it down and to see, is it different to what she said last time?
Absolutely. And so we think rates might start dipping here in June. Can we start with what the ESRI said? Now, the better measure for the Irish economy, according to economists, is not GDP, but something called modified domestic demand. And the ESRI, which is a respected think tank, think there'll be modest modified domestic demand this year.
I would actually come in there and say that as an economist myself, the best measure for the Irish economy is actually multiple indicators. It's not just one.
Yeah.
And yes, we look at GDP. It has its problems within it that it includes.
In this economy. Yeah.
In this economy, yes. And that modified domestic demand seeks to strip out some of those kind of anomalies or those numbers that can create those that fluctuation. And what we saw come out from the ESRI yesterday was their nowcast. So it's where they future forecast what our first quarterly output will be based on the first 2 months data of the year. Mm-hmm. And from that, we saw positive modified domestic demand in positive territory, 2.3%. Mm-hmm. But within that, there was something interesting. So a lot of that increase came from industrial output, but where we did see a bit of a pullback was in consumption. And this is, if you think back last year, we saw a really resilient Irish economy and a really resilient Irish consumer.
Yeah.
Even despite an increase in interest rates, therefore an increase in mortgage interest rates and very high inflation. And I suppose, is this kind of that first indication that there is some form of a moderation or a pullback in your Irish consumer? I would say it's an outcast. It's one figure. Even if it does come through as being negative, it's only one quarter. So let's not get too carried away. But it certainly is a figure that we'll need to monitor as the year goes on.
Absolutely. Moving to the aviation sector, EasyJet had some trading figures out. Ryanair's former arch rivals, but Ryanair has kind of taken off now. Excuse the pun. The CSO data for Irish airport passenger numbers. Strong consumer demand for travel for both entities.
Yeah, and this is where maybe in another economist fashion, I'm going to contradict myself in what I said of finally we're seeing...
Three opinions, yeah, two economists.
Yeah. We're seeing the first bite of potentially consumer consumption pulling back while our aviation statistics say something very different. And this is why we never just look at one data set in isolation. So what we saw from EasyJet yesterday, and let's put kind of their trading numbers to the side, because what really stood out to me was their sold seats for the periods ahead. So they said that 70% of their seats for the summer period are already sold, 60% for Q3 and a lower number, I think it was 20 or 30% for Q4 of this year, ahead of where they were last year as well. So that points to a consumer who is willing and wanting to do their travel this summer. We also saw it then with the CSO Irish Aviation Statistics. So this was only up until 2023. It doesn't give us insight into 2024. But we saw a substantial increase in the number of passengers going through Irish airports last year, up 20% on last year.
Huge.
And pivotally up 9% on where it was in pre-COVID levels.
Wow.
So we're up to over 39 million passengers. And also...
Way beyond the cap. For Dublin airport,
just beyond that cap level, which again, it brings back, I know we've spoken about recently too, of this idea of the capacity, infrastructure capacity within Ireland. And we've seen a lot of headlines of airports more recent times. And I think this data that came out yesterday will only fuel that further.
Any plans for the weekend, Kate?
Potentially try that liqueur that's coming up later in the show.
I have three glasses put there for Kate. Thank you very much. That is Kate English, director with Deloitte. Back in
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.